我们看是不是到齐了啊？东北区。
Not East District.
一个代表啊。
One rep.
西北区。
Northwest.
哦。OK 啊。
两个。
好了，两个啊。教会区。
Church District.
OK。然后 Piscataway。
Piscataway.
一个代表。还有海边区哦，好，谢谢 Princeton 区哦 OK 好，谢谢，好，那我们就开始啊。我们要进入提摩太前书的第五章。
We now to discuss First Timothy chapter 5。
提摩太前书叫做教牧书信。
The epistle to Timothy is an epistle of pastoring.
也就是保罗教导提摩太啊，怎么样来治理教会。
Paul wrote this epistle to Timothy, instructing him how to pastor around the church.
那这些原则就是属灵的真理。那今天我就是要我们用在教会里面。
Many of these important principles and doctrines recorded here become precious and valuable.Information.
对，凡是我们需要知道的，圣经里面啊，神都有感动人写下来。
Anything we need to know, actually inspired by the Lord to be recorded in the Holy Scripture.
那圣经里面没有的，就是表示神觉得这对我们来讲啊，你不是很重要，所以圣经就没有写。
So any doctrines are not recorded in the Bible, meaning in the other Lord, they are less important.
所以圣经没有的，我们不需要去揣测啊，到底怎么一回事？因为神就不没有感动人写下来就。
So anything is not recorded in the Bible, we do not have to spend time to guess because it is not inspired by the Lord.
好，那第五章啊，我们可以大概把它形容是神的家庭的伦理。
Chapter 5 of the First Timothy is dealing with the virtue of the family.
那第一节跟第二节在提到教会的生活就像一个家庭生活。
Verse 1 and verse 2 deals with that. The church life is also like a family life.
这是我们的理想哦，要建设一个教会像家庭。
The church should be built like a family.
那所以我们来到教会，大家觉得很温暖。大家彼此非常亲近。
We feel the warmness in the family. We are very close to each other.
那如果教会像法院，我想啊，除非不得已，大家都不要来。
If a church is like a courthouse, then nobody would like to stay in the church.
因为法院专门在审判的地方。
Because a court is the house of law, and then it's a place of judgment.
我们看第一节、第二节哈。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
不可言责老年人。
Verse 1 says that do not rebuke an older man,
只要劝他如同父亲,
but exhort him as a father.
劝少年人如同弟兄,
and the younger man as brothers.
劝老年人如同母亲,
the older women as mothers.
劝少年人的妇女如同姐妹,
the younger as sisters.
那这里这个在讲我们这个教会生活这个伦理啊，那个既然是教会一个属灵的大家庭，那个伦理就要以家庭的伦理来推到教会里面。
Therefore, the order of a family and the virtue, if this has to be practiced in the church, it should also be practiced in a family.
所以主耶稣说，凡是听我的道而遵行的，就是我的父母、兄弟、姐妹。
Those who are listen and do my words and practice my words are my parents and my brothers and sisters.
所以教会里面跟我们父亲一样年纪的，我们都值得把他当父亲。
We should respect the elderly people like our fathers.
跟他的母亲一样年纪，我们都把他当母亲看。
And also, we treat those the elderly sisters like our own mothers.
所以劝老年人要如同劝他的父亲。
Therefore, the Bible says that we have to try. persuade the older men like we are persuading of our father.
我们现在简单问一下哈，诸位，请问你怎么劝你的父亲？
Let me ask a question. How do you persuade your father?
陈弟兄要不要分享一下？来，
儿子陈。
事实上，
Actually, our parents raised us, so we should be very gracious. That's a very common Chinese saying that parents make no mistakes. But I also discovered that in many incidences, parents do make mistakes, especially in their belief or in their behavior. Sometimes people may even wonder why are the parents treat the children in such manner. Now is the time that both the teachings and the learning are together. They mutually benefit each other. Especially in a Christian family, the standard is based upon the love of Christ. If a child does not offend his parents, and also the parents will not ashamed the child. Since everybody interpret the standard of law differently, there could be still conflicts. Our parents have more experiences in the life. They may have new skills or knowledge. But in general, parents know more things than the children. We may even feel, sometimes we may feel that they are outdated. We don't feel, still we should try to avoid to offend our parents. A child can communicate with the parents. They can have the mutual communication. For instance, like Bible study. Probably during the Bible study, through the words of God, they can be encouraged. If there's a need, or there will be a potential conflict, I think the best way is to consult the full-time minister in the church and having the message delivered through a different way. It's not necessary to justify who's right or wrong. So either parents or the children will notice that or we realize that the behavior is actually against the teaching of the Bible. So if we can practice in such manner, then probably we will have less conflict and the family will live in a more in harmonic. And it will benefit both parties. That's the way that I think it will glorify the name of the Lord and also benefit the others.
好，这谢谢哈。这个劝的方法啊，现在是方法啊，不要原则导人。
This is the way that we should practice. As in the Bible, do not rebuke an older man.
圣经里面讲咒骂父母的哦，在旧约时代拿出来石头打死。
During the ancient time, if a child curse or condemn his parent, he will be stoned to death.
但是在这个世代里面，咒骂父母有时候会听得到。在这个世代，有时候咒骂父母的事情是会发生的。
But in this, era, cursing or condemning a parent would happen.
好，那接下去就是，这里也告诉我们教会的弟兄姊妹哦，如果我们就做的有，觉得他做的有什么不对，可以劝他，但是态度上哦，我们要从圣经来学习。
If we notice that of these couple, their brothers and sisters have inappropriate behavior and conduct, and we may to pursue them in a moderate or in a mild manner.
但是其他圣经有指出有讲说不要在公众的场合了，就是要给他就私下劝。
We do not rebuke a person in public.
就私下劝他。
And then we should try to persuade him and exhort him privately.
那最后一节就是总要清清洁洁的。
The last portion of verse 2, with all purity.
也就是说动机很纯正，方法、资金都很纯正。
Must have a very good, have a pure motivation and a correct way, using correct way.
那第五章的第三节到第五节，还有第九节到第十节。
Verse 3 to verse 5, and in verse 9 to verse 10.
这里讲第三节，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Honor widows who are really widows.
我们看英文，要尊敬寡妇，要真正的寡妇的。
The English translation is very clearly translated, honor widows who are really widows.
所以这一段圣经看起来有一种寡妇在圣经看起来并不是真为寡妇的。
If we try to refer to this verse, it seems that during the ancient time, that as a kind of widow, which is not really widow,
就是十一节里面所说的,
which is stated in verse 11,
年轻的寡妇,
the younger widows,
保罗说他们应该, 应该结婚了。
And Paul mentioned that, they should be married.
那原因就是在从十三节开始说,
The reason is stated in verse 13.
习惯懒惰，哀家先有，不但懒惰又，说长道短，好管闲事，说一些不当说的话。
And the reason is stated in verse 13, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossips and busybodies, saying things which they ought not.
这个也就是说，时间太多，没有事情做。
Which means that these people have too much time, so they are idling.
所以有时候为什么有时候人会去讲一些闲话呢？就是时间太多，没事情做。
Why they can get a gossip? Because they have too much time and they've been idling a lot.
所以这些时间呢，就变成犯罪的一个引诱。
So they have all these leisures. Time so they can use to commit, which was used to commit sins.
那十一节为什么年轻的寡妇，这里讲情欲发动词违背基督就想嫁的，为什么这个不可以的？再婚是可以的。
It is permissible to be remarried.
这个就是因为他们当初有许愿，但是后来又违背了那个愿去结婚。
The reason is that the younger widow probably make a solemn vow not to be married, but they breach the vow.
所以十四节。 到最后结论就是年轻的寡妇要再嫁。
Verse 14 says that therefore I desire that the younger widows marry.
生养儿女，治理家务。
Bear children, manage the house.
也就是过一个比较有意义的生活。
Living in a more practical and meaningful life.
不给敌人辱骂的把柄。
And give you no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
这是圣经讲的一种寡妇。
This is a type of a widow described in the Holy Scripture.
但是还有一种就是真为寡妇的。But
there's also a really widow. There's a real widow.
那这个真为寡妇到底是什么样的人？
What is a real widow?
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
那独居无靠真为寡妇的是仰赖神昼夜不住的祷告祈求。
Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day.
也就是说有一种寡妇，因为婚姻结束了，没有一些世俗的缠累，所以他们有更多的心思意念投入到服侍神来亲近神。So
this kind of widow, since they don't live in the marriage life anymore, but they have more time to draw near God, trusting God, and continuous supplications and prayers night and day.
所以这个同样是寡妇，生活形态有两个很大的不同。Therefore,
this type of a widow has a different lifestyle.
我们大家记得吗？圣经里面记载一个寡妇昼夜不住、禁食祷告，在神的殿是谁？
Do you still remember who was the widow that praying day and night in the temple?
Anna, 84岁啊，在圣殿里面昼夜不住的进食。
Anna was the widow praying day and night in the temple.
那就是真为寡妇的。
And she was a real widow.
那在圣经为什么要提到这个？还有一点哈，就是看第九节。
There's another point. Let's refer to verse 9.
说寡妇记在册上，必须年纪到60岁，从来只做一个丈夫的妻子。
Do not let a widow under 60 years old be taken into the number, and not unless she has been the wife of one man.
当然不可能一个女人有两个丈夫啊。
It's impossible to have a woman having two husbands.
所以这里讲做一个丈夫的妻子，有的人就解释说结婚一次。
Being the wife of one man, in some interpretation of this verse, is being married once only.
那这个记在册上啊，就是表示他们那时候的教会啊，有一个特别的名册。那这一些寡妇可以由教会来支持他们的生活，但是他们在教会也有一些服事的工作。
Taken into the number means that in those days, they keep a list of those widows, and then to be sponsored by the church, but they have to participate in the church works.
那第十节讲真为寡妇的另外一些条件。
These are the requirements to be a real widow.
有行善的名声。
They have fame in doing good works. Reported for good works.
使徒行传记载有一个人死了，有一个妇人死了，大家围着他哀哭是谁
？In the Bible, there is an incident that when a lady died and people cried, everybody cried for her.
多加是不是？
Her name is Dorcas.
那多加有什么善行？
What kind of good works she had?
多加哈，对，她做了里衣外衣给很多当时的寡妇。
She made clothes, the inner or the outer garments for the widows.
那养育儿女，就子女养育长大，又很有爱心，要接待远人。
Brought up children and also large strangers.
那洗圣徒的脚就是谦卑服侍。
She had washed the saints' feet, means that she served the believers humbly.
竭力行各样善事。
And diligently follow every good work.
那这一种寡妇在保罗那个时代说，教会里面应该要来帮助她。
This type of widowed will have the life sponsored by the church.
但是在教会帮助她之前要有一个条件第四节。
As I just said, that is subject to one condition stated in verse 4.
说如果寡妇有儿女或孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可蒙悦纳。
But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay the parents.
所以圣经里面的教训跟美国法律不一样。
The teaching in the Bible is rather different from the Western culture.
美国的法律，你的父母跟你住在一起，法律上来讲，他是他，你是你，你没有奉养他的责任。
Legally in this country, if a parent lives with you, you have no obligation to take care of them.
但是在圣经上教训就不是这样。
To sponsor them, but it is different in the Bible.
所以要这里不但是儿女孙子孙女连的第三。下一代的
In here it stated not only the children but also the grandchildren.
要学在家中行孝报答亲恩。
Should learn to show piety at home, and to repay their parents.
所以这个是圣经里面对一个信主的人有要求。
This is the requirement, stated in the Bible.
所以如果我们的下一代是很敬畏神。
If our next generation is fear of God,
那我们年纪大绝对不会到一个地步说没有人要。
We will not be in a situation, especially when we are growing older, that nobody will be ignored by our children.
我们现在有一些人是年纪大了以后没有人要。
It happens to some of the elderly people are ignored and nobody even care about them.
子女互相推，这个也不要，那个也不要。
Even the children try to pass the ball around, and nobody wants to take care of the parents.
我们仔细看就是因为这个子女没有信仰。
If we take a close of that, the children don't have a good faith.
如果真的很敬畏神,
if they are really fear of God,
就这个就不会发生。
And that will not be happened.
好，所以这里在讲哈两种的寡妇。
So these are two different types of widows.
好，我们再看十六节。
Let's continue to read verse 16.
好，若信主的妇女自己家中有寡妇，就自己当救济他们，不可累着教会，好使教会能够救济那真正无依靠的寡妇。
If any believing man or woman has widows, let them relieve them, and do not let the church be burdened that it may relieve those who are really widows.
这个给我们一个原则，就是家庭的需要，这个家庭要先解决。家庭没有办法解决，然后才请教会来解决。
This is gives as a good principle. If it cannot be resolved by the family, then the church will take over.
不能够每一件事情，这个家庭本身的责任没有尽就。跑到教会来要求教会帮助。
If it is the responsibility of the church, it should be of the family, and it should be resolved by this family, and it shouldn't burden everything with the church.
好，这我们从这段圣经可以学习得到。
These are the, some of the important teachings which we learn from the scripture.
所以第四点我们看那个问题教会在物质上协助信徒的原则是如何？我们根据我们刚刚所讨论的有一个原则。
Therefore, as we just studied, these are the principles that the church should follow in supporting or sponsoring the livelihood of believers.
从十七节一直到最后。
As from verse 17 until the end of the chapter,
这可以再谈到一些有关于教会怎么来对待做圣工的人。
How the church will treat the secret workers.
十七节
，verse 17.
那善于管理在后的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，劳苦传道教的人更应当如此。
Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor.Especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
所以圣经里面教导我们要尊重教会里面这些服侍神的人。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that we should respect those who serve the Lord.
那怎么尊重法呢
？How good to respect them?
那十八节的第一句说，因为经上说，牛在床上踹骨，不可笼住他的。
Verse 18 says that for the Scripture says you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain.
这个就是照顾他生活的需要。
Which means that the church should take care his life, daily life.
我们教会在这一方面是做得相当好。
And thanks God, our church has been practicing this very well.
所以在全时间服侍神的生活都没有缺欠。
So those full-time ministers are not in lackage of anything.
但是圣经里面讲这个尊重我们上次有提过有两种。
The two different kinds of respect.
一个是尊重他的身份，第二个是尊重他的人格。
We honor their status and also their personalities or characters.
所以有时候做圣工的可能人格我们觉得他不是尊重，但是那个身份本身还是适合尊重。
Sometimes we may not honor or agreed with his characters or behaviors, but we still honor his status, his title.
那下面一个问题我们值得讨论尊重这个有恩赐的工人跟崇拜在实质上有什么不同？
To honor or to respect, or what's the difference between respecting a person or worshiping a person?
这个有什么不同？
What are the differences? To respect somebody else or to worship a person?
和弟兄，这两个有什么不同？尊重跟崇拜有什么不同
？To respect，
尊重是说，因为人就有缺点。尊重是说，虽然看到那个人有缺点，你还是尊重他，不会辱骂他。或者你看到那个人道德标准很好的话，你会对他特别客气。可是崇拜的话，就等于把他们的神来拜，反正认为他等于是神。
OK， 好，谢谢你，好，谢谢。
To respect a person, even this person may have shortcomings, but we look upon his merits, we respect him. But to worship a person means that we unconditionally respect this person, or even try to worship this person like a god.
Okay. 那十九节开始就是如果这个圣职人员有很严重的错误，应该怎么处理？
So verse 19 gives us.A standard. If the secret workers commit serious offenses, what the church should do?
那十九节说要两三个人见证 这样才可以，这个案子才可以收下来。
Do not receive any accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses.、哦、
这个两三个人见证就表示这件事情已经是真的了。
And if there are two or three witnesses,、means that this is a very serious and there's also a real、case.
那如果只有一个人，很可能是出于个人的恩怨出来的。
If this is a, if this is only one person, only one witness, perhaps it is just a conflict or the controversy between these two people.
那这个也告诉我们，虽然长老是监督，但是并不等于他有这个职分，他就不会犯罪。
Even as an elder, although elder is like overseer, is overseer, yet he can still commit sins.
魔鬼很厉害。
Satan is very crafty.
你看主耶稣身旁的犹大，他就可以把他打倒。
He could even Satan could even knock down Judah.
所以我们在教会服事要很谨慎，非常谨慎。
Therefore, serving the church, we ought to be very cautious.
所以站在教会的立场，如果一个圣职人员犯了很严重的错误，我们个人的身份，我们可以有个人的私交，这没有关系。
If a sacred worker, especially if sacred workers are out and committed serious sins, we may still, individually or privately, we may still maintain the friendship.
但是站在教会的立场，这应该要处理。
But from, from the church point of view, and this has to be taken care of, has to be resolved.
这是洁净教会的一种程序。
Because this is a way to try to cleanse and satisfy the church.
所以如果我们听到有圣职人员犯了很严重错误，被教会停职到停职，我们个人的私情跟教会的立场，我们要分开。
So if we know that, if we heard that a sacred worker has been terminated from his appointment, for instance, like in the, his, as a full-time minister, for instance, then we may still maintain, personally and privately, we may maintain the friendship with him, but from the biblical teaching, from the church point of view, and we have to stand first also clearly. We have to try to distinguish between these two, personal friendship and also the teaching of God.
我们要想怎么做让教会能够得到最大的好处。
Then we should keep in mind that what is the best way we can do in order to benefit the entire church, entire congregation.
不会使引起教会的混乱。
Otherwise, it will cause chaos and confusion in the church.
所以二十节接着说，犯罪的人在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以害怕。
Those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear.
这个二十节是接到十九节来的。
Verse 20 is the continuation of verse 19.
那十九节是讲这个长老，就是监督。
Verse 19 deals with the elder, who is also the overseer.
所以到保罗的看法，他既然是榜样，所以如果他犯罪，要在众人面前责罪责备他，免得成为一种笑。
Since an elder should serve as a model, yet he committed sin, and he has become he's become a very serious situation that will affect the faith of the believers. As stated in verse 20, he should be rebuked in front of the believers.
所以教会的
信徒才
不会说啊，做长老犯罪也没有关系，所以我们也没有关系。
Then the believer will not have a wrong thought that, that even elder could commit sins. So we can do so.
所以我们将来如果有听到圣职人员有很严重的错误，被教会所停止的职分，我们要很谨慎。
Therefore, if we heard that, if we heard a sacred worker, who has been terminated or suspended, who has been suspended, we should be very cautious about that.
我们要把私情跟教会的立场要分清楚。
We should try to separate our personal relationship.And from the teachings of the Bible,
不要使教会混乱。
Do not try to cause the church, get into chaos.
这是保罗在这一段圣经所说的。
And these are the teachings of Paul in the scripture.
二十四节
，verse 24。
有的人罪是明显的，他一犯你就看到了。
Verse 24 says that some man's sins are clearly evident.
如同先到审判台前，一下就显露出来。
Preceding them to judgment.
但是有的人的罪是跟着去的。
But those of some men follow later.
这个表示说，其实暗中他已经犯罪了。
In another way, it means that this person has already committed sins in secret.
但是他在教会里面还是一直在活动。
But in the church, he was still very active.
表面上看不出来。
Obviously, there's nothing happened.
但是神 有他很奇妙的方法能够把罪显露出来。
But God has a wonderful way to manifest the hidden sins.
所以二十五节接说，善行也有明显，那不明显也不能隐藏。
Therefore, verse 25 says, likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those who are otherwise cannot be hidden.
所以这个在讲说善跟恶都是一样啊。
Therefore, the good and the evil are alike.
我们行善，你不需要去宣扬，久了一定人会知道。
If you do good works or good deeds, you don't have to boast. You don't have to announce, because sooner or later it will be manifested.
所以教会里面啊，私下有谁在行善，当然没有人讲，但是久了以后大家都知道。
If anybody does good works privately or secretly, eventually it will be known. Even you yourself don't say anything about it.
隐藏的事没有不显露。
Because the Bible says that. And otherwise cannot be hidden.
但是犯罪也是一样。
The same thing. If a person commits a sin,
你犯了十年，以后十年以后显露出来了。
If you commit a sin in secret, it will still be discovered.
五年以后显露出来了。
Five years later, 10 years later, and it will be known.
所以罪绝对不能犯。
So a person cannot commit sin.
因为迟早会被显露出来。
And sooner or later, it will be known.
所以人常常在犯罪的时候觉得说，这个没有人知道。
If a person commits sins, he may think that nobody knows what he was doing.
但是这个教会里面是神的殿，神会显露。
But the church is a temple of God, and sooner or later, and it will be made known.
所以我们特别在教会里面服侍神，我们行为要很光明。
Therefore, when we serve in the church, and we have to do everything in brightness.
所以很光明就不需要遮盖。
And we shouldn't have to hide anything.
在别人面前提起来不会羞耻。
When it is mentioned in front of other people, it will not be shameful.
那这样的话，我们可以继续长久在神面前服侍神。
Then we can continuously serving the Lord for a long time.
那任何需要遮盖在人面前提起来可耻的，这个都跟罪有关。
Anything that is to be hidden has to do with sins.
所以这是保罗在讲这个有关于教会的长老。
In this verses, Paul deal with the elders, the behavior of elders.
我们看二十三节哈。
Let's continue to read verse 23.
你的胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，还可以稍微用一点酒。我们常常被问到一个问题啊，吃药是不是有罪？
Very often we raise a question. Is it sinful to take medicine?
我们看这里啊，保罗胃不好啊。提摩太胃不好，保罗没有说你就禁食祷告，没有这样。
In verse 23, Timothy has a stomach problem. Paul didn't tell him that go and fast prayer.
不要照常喝水，可以稍微用一点酒。
Instead, Paul told him that no longer drink only water, but use a little wine.
那看起来，如果一个人在生病的时候，我们想用药来医治，这也是可以的。
If a person is sick, it is okay for him to take medicine.
当然，如果有信心祷告，那也可以体验到神很大的。
Of course, if you have the faith to pray to the Lord, you will also experience the power of God.
好，我们现在再进入第六章哈。
Now let's continue to study chapter 6.
这个第六章是在讲打美好的仗。
Fighting the good battle.
第一节到第二节在讲我们做基督徒在工作的场合应该如何自处。
Verse 1 and 2 tell us how a worker should behave.
然后他分作两个情况。
And Paul tried to divide into two different situations.
第一个就是你的顶头上司如果是不信的人。
If your master is a non-believer.
第二个就是你的上司是信的人。
And the second situation is if your boss or your master is a believer.
那这第一节就说在轭下做仆人，要以自己的主人配受十分的恭敬。
Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor.
那为着避免神的名和道被亵渎。
So that the name of God and His doctrine may not be blasphemed.
但如果我们看以弗所书里面讲我们如果存敬畏的心服事，在天国也有赏赐。
If a person serves his master on earth, diligently, and he will also be rewarded in heaven.
所以这个天国的赏赐, 我们在工作的场合也可以得到。
And we can also be rewarded on earth, physically.
很认真把我们的工作这样很尽本分的做完, 这个将来天国也有赏赐。
If a person will work very hard fulfilling his obligation, he will also be rewarded in heaven.
那第二就是, 如果我们的主人是以信主的,
The second situation is if your master is a believer.
不可以因为他是弟兄轻看他。
Let them not despise them because they are brethren.
我们都是信主，都是弟兄姊妹。 为什么你爬到我头上来管我？
Say if we are all the with a member from the same church and we work outside, you are my superior, and I feel that why are you rule over me?
我们教会也发生过。
That happens in our church.
就是慕道朋友来受洗。
We have two seekers, visitors came to our church and baptized.
他原来在公司啊，他那个他的 supervisor 是我们教会的信徒。
At work, his supervisor is also our church member.
那后来这个信徒受洗。So
later on, this true seeker was baptized.
他就要求他的顶头上司说，你不能对我要求这么多。
So later on, he told his brother, who is the supervisor of him, saying, "You cannot give me too many works. You cannot demand a lot from me."
那以后他就一直发展，神需要祷告，所以儿子们家里面holy work，我们有一些身体欠安的痛苦，我们非常的担心。我们现在一起来祷告，但是需要求神恩典，我们到处去。
And obligations to fulfill.
所以上司即使是我们教会的信徒，我们也不能够因为这样看轻他。
Your supervisor or your superior is your own church member, but the Bible says that let them do not despise them because they are brethren.
那也要认真做事，使神的名啊得到荣耀。
But rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved, and the name of the Lord can also be glorified.
那第三节到第五节再谈到。 传异教的原因与后果。
The verse 3 from verse 3 to verse 5 deals with the result of those who preach the wrong doctrines.
为什么会传异教, 它的后果是什么?
Why the person would preach the wrong doctrines, and what's the result of that?
我们看第三节,
Let's read verse 3.
若有人传异教, 不除我们主耶稣基督纯正的话语与那合乎敬虔的道理, 他是 自高自大，一无所知，专好混乱，争辩言辞。
If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with dispute and gossipful words.
所以这个传的道理跟这个神启示的真理不同哦，站在属灵上来讲，这是无知，但这也是自高。
If a person preaches otherwise teachings, the Bible says that he is proud and knowing nothing.
那因为传这个道理不一样，所以就引起嫉妒、纷争、毁谤。
Since this person preached wrong doctrine, preaching the controversial doctrines, the Bible says that this will come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions.
所以我们在教会里，我们常常发现哦，外教会如果邀请我们教会的这个圣职人员，我们可以去讲道给他听，但是外教会的牧师来我们教会，不能够站讲台。
There has become a practice that if we are invited by the church of denominations to preach, it is acceptable, but not vice versa. Which means that we cannot invite the pastors of other denomination to preach to our congregation.
那为什么会这样?
Why?
因为我们知道我们的道理是纯的。
Because we know that we preach the true gospel.
所以如果让我们的讲台让外教会牧师来讲一些跟道理不合的道理啊，那会引起教会混乱。
If we ask the pastor of other denomination to stand on the podium to preach the wrong doctrines, and that will cause confusions.
所以这里啊，传异教的后果就是引起嫉妒、纷争、混乱。
That's why the Bible says that those who preach the otherwise doctrines will result envy, strife, reviling, and evil suspicions.
那第五节哈。
Verse 5.
他们以敬虔为得利的门路。
Useless regular men of corrupt minds.
在下面，第五节最后一句。
I'm sorry. From such withdrawal. 我看一下。
第六章第五节。
Who suppose that godliness is a means of gain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. 有一次我们教会曾经跟那个外教会的牧师在谈道理。
Once we have opportunity to discuss the biblical teachings with the pastor of other denomination.
就在美国，后来那个牧师知道我们教会的这个守安息日是对的。
This happens in America, and the pastor of the denomination realized that keeping Sabbath is biblical.
那我们就问他，那你下礼拜你就开始你们教会守安息日了？
Then we asked this pastor that your church should begin to keep Sabbath.Next week.
啊，那牧师也讲得很坦白，他说我如果下礼拜守安息日，我就被解雇了。
In reply, the pastor said that if I change the observance of Sunday to Saturday in my church, and I will lose my job.
所以他知道那个是对的。
He knew that it is biblical.
但是这个
keeping Sabbath,
牧师的职分变成他得到他生活需要的一种方法，所以他不敢讲。
But his job is also his livelihood.So he had no courage to change, try to make corrections.
所以这里讲说，为什么人会传异教呢？因为他常常把敬虔当作他个人利益的方法，所以他知道错了，他也一直继续去传。
And that's the reasons why, as we just read in the last portion of verse 5, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain.
好，我们再看第六章的第六八节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 8.
在生活上应该如何才能够知足
？How the person can be content in his daily life？
我们现在问一个问题大家看看从这一段来找。
Let me ask you a question. You may find the answer in this passage.
做一个基督徒，圣经所给我们一个生活标准的那一条线是什么
？As a Christian, what is the bottom line? What is the standard set in the Bible?
我们要满足的那一条线是什么
？The standard or the level of content. What is the level of content stated in the Bible?
有没有？可不可以找得到这一段圣经
？Where can we find in this passage?
那个知足的条件是什么
What is the requirement? What is the condition of being content?
对对对，第八节哈，有时就应该知足。
And having food and clothing with this, we shall be content.
对，他的那个标准是很低的。
This is a very very the minimum very minimal standard.
你基本的生活需要有了，你有东西吃，你有衣服穿，有房子住，你就要满足了。
As long as you have food and clothing.And a house to live, a place to live, you shall be content.
所以，如果神多给我们，感谢神，这是神的恩典。
If we receive more from the Lord, we should give thanks to God.
那如果神给我们只有一有时，也要感谢，因为这个就是圣经的标准。
If the Lord only provides us the minimum, provides all the minimums, then we should also be content. We should also be thankful.
那如果这个标准抓住了，我们发现你生活就。很容易，每一种环境你都可以适应。
If we try to grasp this minimal standard, then we can adjust ourselves. So we can simply adopt any kind of environment.
所以我常常觉得，弟兄姐妹如果对这个生活的要求太多，应该去非洲住一段时间。
I always tell the believers that if you really demand a lot, in your daily life, you should go to Africa.
有钱也买不到东西。
In the African countries, even with money.You can buy nothing.
那你每一天在想什么
？So what is your mind every day?
有一天有东西吃就感谢神。
As long as you have food to eat, you will be content. You give thanks to the Lord.
有没有电视看
？In African countries, in many places in African countries, there are no TVs.
那比较乡下的地方，那个床是用那个 palm tree 那个枝子、树叶那个杆子去编的。
In the remote African areas, they use the palm.就是 palm tree branches and leaves to make bed.
那有那个弹簧床，一睡下去他爬不起来啊。
If you speak as on the spring bed, you couldn't even get up.
所以那个环境一你过了一段时间以后，你回到这里，什么环境都可以生活。
So if you ever visit Africa, living in the remote area, you come back to the United States, you can take any kind of condition, the living conditions or environment.
是心中很容易喜乐，因为你很容易知足。
You will feel really have joy in Africa because you can be content so easily.
那这个就是圣经的标准。
And this is actually the standard of the Bible.
你把那个知足的标准降低，你就有更多的时间啊去追求属灵的事情。
If you try to lower your living standard, then you have more time to cultivate yourself spiritually.
那第九节。
Verse 9.
那想要发财，就陷在迷惑、网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里。
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare.
那为什么人想会发财？
Why the person want to get rich?
这个跟前面都有关系的。
And this is related to what we just studied previously.
因为如果我们不能够知足，你就要想生活条件一定要达到哪一个标准，那你就想要赚更多钱了。
If a person cannot be content, he try to make more money, has a very strong desire to be rich.
那这就陷在网罗里面。
Then the Bible says that he will fall into temptation and a snare.
就陷入迷惑里面了。
And into many foolish and harmful lusts.
最后就是走入灵性的败亡。
Which drawn man in destruction and perdition.
所以这样看起来，这个欲望呢是很可怕的。
Desire is so terrible. It's so horrible.
我们再看第十节哈。
Let's continue to read verse 10.
说贪财是万恶之根。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
有人贪恋钱财，就便引诱离了真道。
For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness.
用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
那我们可以讨论第四条，贪财对生活有什么影响？
So what is the love of money will end result?
那我们现在要讨论这个
定义。This can be a discussion topic.
什么叫做贪财？
What's the definition of love of money?
我们正确上班去赚钱算不算贪财？
We have a job. Is that love of money?
因为贪财是万恶之根啊。那贪又这个贪财又怎么去定义
？So how are we going to define the love of money? Because the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
那我们可以从箴言里面去找到答案的。
We can find answers in the book of Proverbs.
大概可以看到三个标准
The three standards.
那实际我们可以讨论。
We can study.
第一个，想要不劳而获的那个是贪。
If a person try to gain money without having putting any effort, is greediness.
第二个，想要买乐透者
For instance, buying the lottery tickets.
那第三个就是赚钱以不正当的方法。
And the third is using the improper way to make money.
那个就是贪啊。
Which is the love of money.
那当然，从圣经还可以看到一点呢，就是没有节制的赚钱。
If a person has no limitation in making money.
神要我们生活平衡。
God wants us to have.A balance of life.
你把家庭生活、信仰生活全部投入去赚钱。
If you try to sacrifice your family life and also your Christian life in making money,
这个是贪啊。
And that is also considered as the love of money.
这个到最后会愁苦刺透了。
And what's the result of that? The Bible says they pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
因为你看到子女长大，有时候没有信仰。
If you notice, your children have grown up but without faith.
有时候婚姻破裂。
Or they end up in a broken family.
因为你用的时间不够，那个地方会发生问题。
Because you don't spend enough time in cultivating the faith.
那到最后就把自己刺透了。
Then you yourself will pierce with many sorrows.
好，我们再看从十一节来看哈。
Let's continue to read verse 11.
我们来讨论属神的人所应该追求的目标是什么。
And what is a man of God should pursue for?
首先，属神的人是怎么定义
？What's the definition of a man of God？
属神要怎么定义
？What's the meaning of that？
什么样的叫做属神的人
？What is a man of God？
大家动动头脑，这样比较。从圣经哈，圣经里面讲什么叫做属神。
So biblically, what is the man of God? So try to think about it so we will not fall asleep.
很接近啊，very close 啊。 哥林多前书里面有讲哈，我们是重价买来的。
In 1 Corinthians, the Bible says that we were bought by a very high price.
赎出来。
We were redeemed by the Lord.
所以那个属神的人，就是你洗礼从水里面上来，那刻你就是属神了。
A person belongs to God, became a man of God since the moment he came out of the water after baptism.
就是主耶稣宝血把你从魔鬼的手下买回来。
We were redeemed. We were redeemed by Jesus Christ, from His precious blood, using His precious blood from the hands of Satan.
所以这一些人要逃避，这一些事情。
Therefore, the Bible says that in verse 11, "Man of God, flee these things."
如果我们读提摩太前后书里面哈，提摩太前后书里面保罗提到应该逃避的事情有几样。
If you read through the first and second Timothy, what the Paul instruct Timothy to, the items Paul asks Timothy to flee from. What are the items?
提摩太前后书保罗说应该逃避的有几样。
What Paul asked Timothy to flee. Verse 11, we just read, flee these things means to flee from the love of money.
那除了贪财以外，还有什么？少年人的私欲哈。
The love, the desire.
Useful.
The youthful desire.
那要用清心祷告来追求，来逃避。
I should use a pure heart to pray and to flee from the desire of youth.
还有要逃避世俗的虚谈。
And also the worldly discussions.
就是这对金钱没有帮助那些要。毁坏信仰的一些谈论。
Anything that will bring a negative impact to the faith should be avoided.
逃避三件事情。
The three things we should try to avoid from.
要追求六件事情。
The six things a person should pursue for.
第一个，公义。
Righteousness.
就是在神面前是对的。
In the eyes of God, anything is correct is considered as righteous, as righteousness.
我们讲的，我们想的，我们做的。
What we think, and what we say, and what we do,
要在神面前是对的，那就是公义。
Should be righteous in front of the Lord.
那第二个是敬虔
，godliness.
敬虔就是把神的本质把它表现出来。
We should manifest the divine nature of God.
那信心
，faith，
爱心
，love，
忍耐
，patience，
温柔
，and gentleness.
也就是这些属灵的美德。
All these are the spiritual merits that a person should pursue.
这是我们生活需要追求的。
These are the important items that that a believer should pursue.
好，我们先看17-19节。
Let's read from 17-19.
好，这里是在讲这个富足的人要如何行，才可以得到神的喜悦。
How a rich man should do in order to please God.
因为主耶稣重复讲啊，财主进天国是困难的。
Because Jesus repeatedly says that it's difficult for a rich man to enter the heavenly kingdom.
不是主耶稣有偏见。
It's not because Jesus Christ has prejudice.
确实是富足人哈，要得神喜欢不简单。
It is true that it's rather hard for a rich man to please God.
十七节说不要自高。
Command that those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty.
因为人有钱常常把钱当作价值的一部分。
When usually a rich man look upon the value of money too much.
觉得好像有钱就变成有价值。
He thinks that when the person is rich, he's more valuable.
那现在这个我们现在所说的就是我们人的价值用公司的薪水来定。
And now a value of person is weighted by his salary.
所以不是公司付我们薪水很高，可能在人面前会觉得我们很有价值，所以他才会付我们薪水这么高。但在神面前，这个完全没有关系。
Maybe in the eye of the God, a person has a high salary is more valuable. That's not true in the eyes of God.
所以公司在评断一个人价值用钱，但是神不看这个。
A company may use his salary to weight his value.
所以不要自高。
But that's not the standard of God. Therefore, the Bible says that not to be haughty.
那第二，不要依靠钱财。
Not to trust in uncertain riches.
也就是那个安全感不要从钱来。
And we shouldn't feel security having a lot of money in hand.
安全感应该从依靠神来的。
We should trust in the Lord.
他厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Who give us richly all things to enjoy.
那18节开始就是有钱就有责任行善。
Verse 18 says that a rich man has obligation to do good works.
因为那个财主跟拉撒路的比喻，财主下到地狱，到最后怎么讲呢？因为你生前想过福，就是你都没有尽责任。
The parable of a rich man, and Lazarus is that since the rich man indulged in the luxurious life and he did no good works,
没有尽责任去爱神爱人。He
didn't try his best to love God and to love man.
所以就跟乐园没有份了。He
has no part in the paradise.
那下面说要在好事上富足。
The Bible says that storing up for himself a good foundation, a person should do good works.
那甘心施舍，乐意供给， 18节。
Be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share.
那这样在积成美好的根基。
Storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come.
所以这样看起来哦。 有钱的人也可以变成将来天国非常富足的人。
A rich man can also be a rich person in the heaven.
如果我们把钱用来爱神爱人。
If we make well use of money to love God and to love man.
我们现在教会要建会堂需要很多的财力。
The church is going to, now we're going to expand our church, then we need a lot of financial support.
如果我们能够甘心的爱神啊, 那一部分就记在生命册上。
If we can, if we can contribute, then it will be remembered by the Lord.
有时候这股票上上下下, 你看那个纸面的价值很高, 但一掉可以掉到一半。
You may notice that the stock price fluctuates very significantly.
但是如果那一半你把它记在天上的账户, 将来天国就很富足了。
But if you can invest the money in heaven, he will become a very rich man.
这是第二章,
第六章。 These are the important teachings of chapter 6.
好，我们进入chapter 6. 提摩太后书的第一章。
Now let's begin to study the 2 Timothy chapter 1.
第一节,
Verse 1.
在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来,
to be strong in Jesus.
这早上我们也讨论过,
also discussed this morning.
我们刚强是靠神的恩典,
in the person, a person to be strong based on the mercy of the Lord.
不是靠自己,
it's not of himself.
那我们现在仔细看第二节,
let's study carefully of chapter 2.
第二章第二节。
第一章第二章。 I'm sorry, let's back to chapter 1. He skipped to chapter 2. Let's back to chapter 1.
第一章在提到提摩太的信仰。
Chapter 1 deals with the faith of Timothy.
从外祖母罗以母亲有灵基，然后我生进也在你心里面。
As from the faith of the mothers and grandmother, from his grandmother Lois and from his mother the eunuchs, and a persuader is in you also.
请我们从提摩太的信仰来讨论如何建立下一代的信仰。
Let's study from the growth of the faith of Timothy to power the how we can also cultivate the faith of the next generation.
我们可以分享我们个人的体验，或者你从圣经的了解。
Maybe you can share with your personal experiences, or you may learn from the Bible.
我最近在看这个NCC各教会的这个报告里面，我发现很多的教会有在行这个家庭祭坛。
As I read the reports of the different churches submitted to NCC, I noticed that many families have practiced the family altar.
但是这个似乎是我们下一年应该要追求一个方向。
Is this a direction that we should pursue for?
什么叫家庭祭坛？
What is a family? What is the family altar?
把敬拜神从教会带到我们个人的家庭。
We practice worshiping God from the church to the home.
所以有时候我们家人一起在看电视。
Sometimes an entire family may watch TV together.
然后一起去逛街。
to walk on the street,
一起去吃馆子,
also to dine in the restaurant.
但是这个家庭的人一起在敬拜神, 在自己家里面的,
there's not too many family worshiping together.
所以我们这个家庭的信仰如果要建立起来, 一定要建立家庭起来, 越早越好, 从今这个礼拜就开始。
In order to strengthen the faith of the entire family, we should practice the family altar as soon as possible.
那简单的说就是每一天只要教会没有聚会, 我们全家大小把他邀起来一起祷告个15分钟。
As long as there's no service in the church, and each family should the family should get together to pray for at least 15 minutes.
如果我们这样做一年，我们一起祷告91个小时。
So if we can practice this for the year, we pray for about 91 hours.
10年就910个小时。
And if we try to multiply by 10. Then we have 910 hours.
那这样长期一直做下来，对我们下一代的信仰那影响是无形的，非常大。
And this has become a constant practice, and it will have a positive influence.
那第二个就是我们每一个家庭啊，一个礼拜啊，最好要有一次自己家庭的家庭聚会。
So each family should have at least one family service.
那这个有什么好处？
What's the benefit of that?
第一个，借着道理跟我们的下一代沟通。
And through the teaching of the Bible, we can communicate with the next generation.
因为我们常常父母跟子女没有话题，但是当我们在讨论圣经的话的时候，话题就在那里。
A lot of times we may notice that we have nothing to discuss with our next generation, but you may use the biblical teachings as a topic of discussion.
第二个，我们可以用圣经的话语来塑造我们下一代的观念。
And also, we can use the teaching of the Bible to mold our next generation. Because a human's mind is programmable. If a person's mind is programmed and by the teaching of the Bible, then he can live in a better spiritual life.
Thirdly,
it can also build up a better relationship.
上下一代这个心里会越来越靠近，因为有神在中间。
If you have a spiritual fellowship with the family, then you will find that the relationship between the parents and the children are closer.
那第四个可以栽培我们下一代。
The fourth benefit is this is a good practice to cultivate and to uplift the spirituality.
我们这家庭可以轮流带领，爸爸一次，妈妈一次，然后小孩子这样轮流带领。
Each household member can take turn. To host the service.
所以我们要栽培下一代的信仰哦，家庭祭坛一定要建立，越早越好。
In order to uplift the spirituality of the family, and we should try to start the family altar as early as possible.
所以这提摩太的信仰哦，从他母亲建立。The
faith of Timothy was from his mother and also from his grandmother.
那我们发现圣经里面讲说提摩太哦。 从小就明白圣经。
We also learn in the Bibles that Timothy knew the teaching of God since he was young.
他怎么从小能够明白圣经？
And how can he knew the Hebrew teaching from his young age?
就是家庭里面有在教导。
From his childhood, it's due to the family RE.
这一段我们可以讨论，第一节到第六节，第三节到第六节。
This can become the topic for discussion.
好，那第七节。
Verse 7.
神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。Lord
didn't give us a spirit of fear.
是刚强仁爱谨守的心。But
of power and of love and of a sound mind.
这我们仔细去想啊，这个意思很深。If
we try to think about this verse, it has very profound meaning.
一个属灵人应该是刚强仁爱又谨守。A
a real spiritual person should be power and of love and or also a sound mind.
就是很刚强当中又有很谨守，很慈爱当中又有谨守。
He is a very powerful mind, but also has love and also a sound mind.
这值得我们很深入去讨论。
This can become a very profound topic for us to discuss.
好，那第一章的第八节哈，一直到十二节。
From verse 8 to verse 30, verse 12.
做圣工人, 传福音的人应该有的自觉是什么?
What is the ambition of what is the self-reliance and the ambitions of a secret worker?
如果我们从这段圣经看起来, 自觉就是要为着福音受苦。
The reliance of a secret worker is to suffer and to sacrifice for the gospel. Then we know that
没有受苦的决心做圣工没有办法做得久啊。
If a person has no desire for suffering, he will not be able to stand long enough stand first.
第一章的13节14节。
The verse 30 and 14 of chapter 1.
怎样才能够把道理守得住?
How can a person have first the words of God?
怎样才能道理守得住?
How can a person keep the words of God?
我们现在看三个重要的因素。
There are three important factors.
13节14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
13节。
Verse 13.
你从我听的那纯正的话语，要用基督爱心里的信心和爱心牢牢的守住。14节。14。从前我教导你的善道，要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守住。这样看起来，守道有三个重要的要素。
There are three important factors that we should keep in mind to keep the word of God.
第一个
，firstly，
需要信心。
In faith.
为什么守道要信心？
Why the person must have faith to keep the word of God?
因为这整个圣经的道理都是在讲灵界的事情。
Entire Bible deals with the events in spiritual world.
那是看不见的。
The spiritual world is invisible.
那如果没有信心，你对这个看别的事情，你没有办法持守下去。
If without faith, you will not be able to stand first.
信就是未见之事的确据。
Faith is evidence for things that still haven't have happened yet.
你没有看到啊，但是因为有信心，你觉得已经有一个证据。
You haven't seen the things happening yet, but you have the faith, so it serves as evidence, a proof.
所以有信心呢，天国是很实在的。
If a person has the faith, then heavenly kingdom is so realistic.
那现在信心信久了以后，你信心开始退步了，天国有没有祸，这就模模糊糊啊，不知道。
When the person's faith begins to decline, he becomes a very weak idea of the heavenly kingdom.
如果有信心，天国的赏赐是实在的。
If he has a strong faith, he knows that the reward in the heavenly kingdom is real.
我们抛弃世界来追求。
A person can even forsake the world to pursue for the heavenly kingdom.
那信心一转弱以后，世界前最实在。
But when the person's faith is weakening, and he'll turn to the world.
所以第一个，守道要信心。
Therefore, a person must have faith to keep the words of God.
那第二个要爱心。
Secondly, he must have love.
为什么？
Why?
所有的道理归到最后两点。
So all the teachings can be concluded into two important points.
第一个要爱神,
to love God.
第二个要爱人,
and to love man.
所以有爱心, 道理才行得出来。
If a person has love, then he will be able to practice the word of God.
你没有爱心, 道理行不出来, 你守不住了。
If without love, you will not be able to practice the word of God.
所以在爱心里面完全的, 神的道就完全了。
If a person has perfection in love, then he will be able to keep the word of God complete.
每一条都是在讲爱神跟爱人。
Because every teaching of the God deals with loving man and loving God.
那第三个,
thirdly,
要靠圣灵牢牢地守着。
He has to rely on the Holy Spirit to keep the words of God.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个道是启示而来的。
Because the words were all revealed by the Lord.
不是人的理性去推销出来的。
It's not written by the idea of man.
所以我们要明白道理，最重要一点是要圣灵的启示。
Because we have to be revealed by the Holy Spirit in order to understand the words of God.
不是人理性的推敲。
We cannot use our own knowledge to make conclusions.
所以我们不能够把本末倒置。
So we shouldn't, we have much of a clear understanding.
我受的一点神学训练，我的解经最正确。
If a person has some theological training, then he thinks that he feels that he makes the most correct interpretation.
不一定是这样,
not necessarily true.
是启示来的,
because the words of God are revealed by God.
所以我们在真耶稣教会要持守信仰，一定要得圣灵。
Therefore, in order to keep our faith in the true Jesus Church, we must have the Holy Spirit.
因为真耶稣教会的教义是启示出来的。
Because the teachings of the true Jesus Church are revealed by God.
那有圣灵的感动，你看了。 就觉得这很实在。
If you are moved by the Holy Spirit, then it will become so realistic.
啊，这样才能够守得住。
Then you'll be able to keep the words of God.
那如果没有，就很难了。
If without so, it's very difficult for you to keep the words of God.
没有圣灵哦，你这样用自己头脑去推敲比较，很多你会觉得不合理。
If without the Holy Spirit, by just using your own knowledge to understand the Bible, it becomes very difficult.
所以守道哈，要用信心、爱心还有圣灵。
So we must have faith, love, and the Holy Spirit in order to keep the words of God.
一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray, sir.